Life after life. In the pure bright hall of Raja's castle, his disciples gathered. Urasvati conveyed to them the knowledge she had received through psychic contact.
A person living in their ordinary state on earth suffers. The way out lies in striving towards God, towards a sublime positive state, love for the Creator and all His creations, towards kindness, compassion, joy, delight, and everything good and great. However, demonic powers at work on earth generate suffering, block it, both within the individual and outside, seeking to destroy all that is higher, brighter, and spiritual, either through violence or through deceit. These are earthly influences, identifying individuals with power, glory, wealth, family, and merely destructive forces acting against spiritual movements. These include various sectarians, slanderers, and charlatans who seek to destroy the sublime states connected to God within individuals and fill them with negativity and darkness. People must not succumb to this, and if needed, seek help from spiritual people. Observe to what they are identified with, what destroys them, and in which state they are. One cannot stay without the assistance of like-minded people, more spiritual people.
Raja watched the conversation with Jan and his friends. Raja rejoiced at the glowing state of people and sent rays of sublime states to one and another. The friends watched over to prevent any larva from invading this sacred space. At this time, Raja's disciple Ganesh gathered all the unstable disciples of Raja and brainwashed them, trying in every possible way to discredit the spiritual school and sever people's connection with it, involving to gain power over their souls.
Look, Raja deceived you. He preached a healthy lifestyle, but fell ill himself. He spoke of rejuvenation, but he aged himself. He claimed to be a magician, but he's dead now. He took your money, disappeared, and now you won't get it back. He's a fraud and just used you.
And what, you'll never die?
Me? Of course not. I am immortal. I will not age or fall ill, and I will make you the same. Raja is gone now. His disciples are just fooling you. They don't know nor understand anything.
How are we supposed to develop now?
Ganesh pondered. Besides what Raja said, he knew nothing, and he had almost forgotten that. Then he came up with an idea and said,
The main thing is for you to be under my protection. Just listen to me, and I will do everything for you. And under no circumstances communicate with Raja's disciples. Change your phone numbers and contacts online, and if you see them, run away. They bring nothing but evil.
Raja and his friends observed this conversation. They saw how the flames of sublime states faded away in the souls of unhappy people. How the bright rays connecting them to the school's egregore were severed. How larvae began to be attracted to their gloomy states. With ugly slugs, spiders, bedbugs, and tarantulas settling on one and another.
God, how can't they see he's talking nonsense?
Can't they feel their condition deteriorating, filled with darkness and negativity?
They are falling prey to dark powers.
Yes, he precisely gathered fools and people inclined towards negative perception. The trouble is that these people are too trusting and don't mind judging someone. He played on their weaknesses, their negative sides. Moreover, if they consider themselves right, then why switch off their phones? It means they doubt their own righteousness and fear they might be persuaded otherwise. They have to part with the negativity they are holding on to, like a drowning man to a sinking stone that draws him to the bottom, pulling him down. Yes, it seems they're not destined to evolve in this life. They need more suffering, more wisdom, to learn to distinguish between good and evil.
Meanwhile, Raja's disciples began the spiritual practice, Time for Tears, and entering a sublime state, they started to pray for the deceased, asking God to enlighten them.
Dear brother, I know how many enemies you had. I and my friends helped you, thwarting their schemes. But forgive me. I couldn't protect you from everything.
Well, don't be upset, my dear. Everything that happened is God's lesson. That's why we live on Earth, to go through them. The sooner we go through them, the sooner we'll find ourselves in God's love and grace.
Will you now seek revenge as you did last time when your enemies killed you and you dealt with them from the subtle level?
No, of course not. Back then I was a fool. I didn't understand that by engaging in revenge, slander, jealousy, resentment, and other evil, I was keeping myself in the realm of suffering. It's like an endless cycle of blood revenge. First they kill you, then you kill them, then they kill you again, and so on, until you realize that you need to break out of this vicious cycle of negativity, to no longer incarnate in a world of violence and lies. Although I had to fight and defend myself against enemies, afterwards I prayed for them and tried to love them, to break free from the spell of evil. For God is love, and whoever dwells in love dwells in God. In love there is no fear, for fear is torment. The one who fears is not perfect in love, but perfect love overcomes out fear. So said God. And I want to be closer to God, because only that is true happiness, which depends on nothing, and no one can take it away. Every day I tried to do good deeds. I'd give alms, clean up litter in the forest, and help the elderly. I did it with great love, without judging anyone, like saying, these beggars should go to work, or these scoundrels littered the forest, and I have to clean up after them. This would taint all the good deeds, because good deeds should emanate from love and strengthen love within us, not be done out of obligation with condemnation and grumbling.
What does it mean that he who has fear is not perfect in love?
Well, it's simple. You love Jan and you fear losing him. You fear for him because your love has an egotistical content. You love Jan for yourself because you feel good with him. You want to possess him and so on. But when perfect love conquers selfishness, dissolves it, then attachments, dependency, fear, and jealousy disappear. You simply love him and the whole world, and whatever happens, Jan's incarnation or separation or him falling out of love with you, you'll remain calm and continue to love him and help him as much as you can. You'll love him as God loves us. That's why it's said God is love. If the ego disappears, you'll dwell in God, and for your love to be perfect, use it to push away all negativity in your relationships with people. Jealousy, envy, resentment, conceit, as if saying, look at me, I'm so holy now. I love everyone like God. That's also from the ego.
Do you want to know more? Watch the animated masterpiece that reveals the mysteries of humanity. Discover more sacred knowledge in books. You can meet the main characters of books at our seminars. Find your amulet of power. Participate in an individual ritual. Open free channel with daily spiritual practices for yourself. All these you will find on our website www.amazon1.org. Share this book and spread the great knowledge. Then people's lives will change for the better, and you will accumulate good karma and be able to help all your loved ones.